agencies, and that's who's taken over.
One more question, though. We're set to give the UN our internet on October 1st. What do you think of that?
I think of that, I hope I get a couple more broadcasts in before they shut me down.
That's the way I've been thinking, too, is that, boy, my news site. I listen to news all day long, my friend, and this is just going to be a terrible setup if they start censoring us and throwing us to the curb and stuff. But well, I ain't know enough to know that I'm going to have to step up with them militias and whoever else to take care of business, and I'm not afraid of dying because I got four kids that need to live their life free.
Well, that's how I feel about my son. I want my son to live his life free, and I know what it says in the Declaration of Independence, and as far as I'm concerned, that's our main document right there. People lean on the Constitution all the time, but they many people fail to even mention
the Declaration.
Yes, I mean. The Declaration of Independence makes things kind of clear that when government becomes abusive to the ends by which they were created, we have a certain duty.
in many respects, we've far surpassed what it took to tick off our forefathers. We're far surpassed it.
Yes. Yes, sir. Hey, absolutely.
Anyway, thanks for your time, sir.
No, Andy, thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
Okay, you have a good night.
You too. And Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on. Mike, are you with me?
You know, I appreciate what you were talking about earlier about Trump and the deal, and kind of what I wanted to talk about was your guest last night, Rocky, from this pipeline deal.
Yes.
And... so, but I don't want to get off subject.
No, it's okay. You can call in and ask any question, talk about anything you'd like, sir.
Okay. Well, okay. There's a few questions I have. In the military deal, it's called the Intelligence Preparation of the Battlefield.
Right.
So I have a series of questions that I'd like to ask you because I'm not sure of exactly what's going on.
Okay.
What state, please? Is this going on in
North Dakota?
Okay. Do you know what county this is in?
I have the name. You know, I don't want to. I'm not sitting with my notes. I have the name of the town. I have the name of the encampment. We put this out on social media, but I would be more than happy to get it to you. I don't have it in front of me right at the moment.
I understand. You see, to just give you a little bit of background, I live in a remote area in Arizona, and I don't have a computer at my house, so I can't look up at a lot of information, and I'm just...
Okay, well, you have a phone number, obviously. Do you have... Is it a smartphone? Can you do text?
No, it's just a flip phone.
Okay, so you don't have text messaging. All right.
I can text.
Give your number to the board op before you hang up, and I will get that information to you, and I'll make sure that you get it.
Okay, can I continue with a few more questions, please?
Absolutely, go ahead.
Okay, and the topography of the area, which way do the mountain ranges run, north, south, east, west?
You're going to have to talk to Rocky about that. She has all of that information, and she is there currently. And perhaps I can put you in direct touch with her if you'd like to get involved in any way, shape, or form. She's willing to network and talk with whoever wants to support the effort in any way.
Okay. Well, you know, this was a common theme that had happened at the Bundy Ranch and up in Oregon, where there was a lot of people. There was a plea for call to come up here and help, but as we saw with John Ritzheimer, it's like these people didn't even have the common sense to check the weather channel, and all of a sudden they got up here from Arizona, and it was 5 degrees below zero, and now they're pleading for, you know, warm clothes and everything. It's like, hello.
Right.
Speaking of temperatures, can you give me any information about what the overnight low temperature is?
You mean where Rocky is?
Yes, sir. Where this incident is going.
No, I'm in a completely different. I'm in a completely different area, and I have to be honest with you. Lori, Texas 101, was in touch with Rocky, and I was made aware of the situation yesterday afternoon of what was going on when we booked Rocky on the show. I was out at the Bundy Ranch with Rocky. She's a former cop, and we spent some time together out there. And as soon as I heard that she was covering a protest, and it had to do with a Native American treaty that was broken, I immediately had her on the show to share everything she could. But to be quite honest with you, I've been up since 5:30 this morning working all day. So I haven't had a chance to dive any more into the information. However, like I said, what I can do is I can put you in touch with her, and she can probably answer all of those questions. And those are questions that I really need answered anyway, because if you're asking them, I'm sure that other people want and need this information who want to go and help out. So what I can do is I can tell you this. If for whatever reason you don't get in touch with her, by Saturday at noon, I will have an article published on ResurrectTheRepublic.com. It'll be one of the most recent articles, and I will contact Rocky. I will ask her those questions, and we will publish that information and what people can do and where they can go and what they need to bring and what the weather is like and all of that. I'll make sure that I include that information in the article so that that all of you have that information. Do you have access in any way of getting to ResurrectTheRepublic.com on Saturday?
Yes, sir. I can go up into the main town and access the deal. But
okay, well, you do so after 12, noon, and it'll be there.
Okay. If I can also add a couple other questions.
Sure.
Okay, the Indian tribe. What is the name of the tribe?
I believe that they're Lakota. I think that they're Lakota. Hold on a second, and I'll tell you for sure. North Dakota. Give me one second. This is Indian Country Today. If you have a pen, and if you folks have a pen out there, and you can go to Indian Country Today Media Network.com. That's Indian Country Today Media Network.com. And hang on a second.
Okay.
Steve Russell. Well, hate to try and do this in the last minute, but it's in Dakota. And I'm having a little bit of internet slow activity here, so you have to bear with me here. But hang on a second.
I can dig that. Sure.
All right, Contra Dakota Access. All right, it's Hunkpapa Territory. That is Hunkpapa Territory near Cannonball. And the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is the tribe that is involved, and of course the pipeline is the Dakota Access Pipeline. It's they're going to cross Lake Oahe, formed by the Oahe Dam on the Missouri River, and disturb burial grounds, sacred sites on the tribe's ancestral treaty lands in violation of a treaty that was signed with the U.S. government and with the Sioux. So this is going to be a treaty-violating endeavor, from what I understand. Now, Rocky is, like I said, 20 years in law enforcement, so I trusted in a lot of what she said. I haven't had a chance really to fact-check it, but I do trust this woman with everything. I trust her.
Sure.
Everything that she gives me. So when she tells me that this is going to be violating a treaty, I take her on her word. And if that is the case, I made a promise to certain Paiutes when I was covering the Oregon event. And you know, there was a concern that the Patriots were not in any way willing to support or stand with the Native American people when things happen to them. And as you can see, Rocky, being an Oath Keeper, not she's not representing Oath Keepers, but being an Oath Keeper and a patriot, she immediately, I mean, she hauled her hiney there, and there's a number of other patriots that are joining her and who are already there. So I made a promise to these Paiutes, and I'd like my audience, if they can do anything at all to support this effort, it really, you know, I don't like a little bit of the, and I can't say in this situation, but when it came to the Paiutes, there was a lot of Marxist indoctrination to
ideology. Many,
yes, to the Native people, you know, the whole oppressed thing. Well, you know what? You can agree with them being oppressed and not embrace a Marxist ideology. That was the only thing that really kind of stuck in my craw. However, being a man of principle, you know, I can stand against this ideology while still standing for the right cause. And if you have an agreement or a treaty or a contract with the federal government, then that contract is with the people. It's up to the people to see to it that these treaties and contracts are upheld. And without that, we have no rule of law. So,
okay. On this Indian tribe, the Lakota Hukpapa Standing Rock tribe,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you happen to have the name of the chairman of the tribe?
Yeah, hang on a second, and I'll get that to you.
I appreciate
chairman,
what you're doing.
Chairman David, and the last name is spelled ARCHAMBAULT, the second. That's David Archibald, the second, would be the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe.
Okay, very good. And next question, utilities. Mm-hmm. Are there, when I say electric lines, I'm not talking about telephone poles. I'm talking about big power lines.
Mm-hmm.
And pipelines. Are there any access there?
Access for, like, if you were to go there, access to electricity, you mean?
No, not necessarily that. I mean alternative forms of access.
Well,
to the
I was told that there are, and currently in the works, there is a solar array that is being brought to the location. I don't know if that is for the encampment, if that is for the protesters. I believe that they're bringing in solar power for the protesters because they're in a pretty remote area. I don't think that there are any public utilities that are feeding the protesters. So I think that's why they were considering or they are bringing in solar power.
Okay.
That's about as much as I know about the details of the encampment at this point.
Where's the nearest airfield?
That I don't know, sir.
Okay, that's all right. How about a railroad? Is there any railroad?
I'm not aware of any. You're going to have to ask Rocky. Rocky's going to have to give us that information.
Okay, and this is called, is it CODA Access Pipeline or
yeah,
like CODA?
Yeah, hold on a second. It is the... hold on a second. The Dakota, DAKOTA, Dakota Access Pipeline. Dakota Access Pipeline.
Okay, Dakota. Okay.
Yes.
You know, I apologize for cutting in here on your show when you're talking about Trump and Pence.
Sir, this is what we are here for. If you need that information, that's why we're here.
Well, what I'm trying to say is basically what we're trying to engage here is an insurgency. And
yeah.
The insurgents need the information. You know, used to in the old days, it was all easy when we were fighting a conventional war against the Soviets. And
mm-hmm.
It was like, well, this is how far their artillery could shoot, and this is how far their airplanes could fly, and
mm-hmm.
this is the type of Navy ships that we have. but this is totally something different. Totally mm-hmm. something different. And we can learn, we as a patriot, as a militia organization, can learn from past experiences of exactly what happens, like up in Oregon, when people try to go up there and make it up as they go along.
Oh,
they
I
fall
know.
Flat on their face.
Yep, I see what you're saying there.
and you know, I appreciate what Rocky had said about, you know, no drugs, no guns, no alcohol. But
yeah.
when we're pleading for people to respond, to come to an area, these are the basic questions that need to be asked about the state, the county, the mountain ranges, the overnight temperature, so we know what type of clothing to wear, the Indian tribes, the chairman, the utilities, of alternative ways, so we don't have to drive down the main highway, so we're going to be filmed when we're coming into the area, the airfields where most likely the FBI is going to set up, or the railroad, so we can have another alternative way to come in here, and all these other things in here, and it's just like, this is a message to out here to everybody, that this is what really needs to be done. If you really want to engage in an insurgency, and that's what this is. This is not just a bunch of people out here with protest signs saying we don't want this coming through, but if you really want the people to come here and help, then these are the questions that need to be answered. How are we going to protect ourselves? How are we going to gain a better understanding of the terrain of the people? Because in an insurgency, the strategic terrain are the people, because we need to gain the support of the people. I really could, in a roundabout way, I could care less about the mountains and the rivers and everything, because it's the people that really make the difference. Because when you have the support of the people, then you have the surrounding terrain. You don't care about Hamburger Hill and the Remagen Bridge and all this other army jargon and everything else that's going on. Do you understand?
I completely understand what you're saying. I also have another website that might help you. There's a basically a Native Youth Coalition that really is getting behind this, and there's a contact spot on this site, and the name of the site is respectourwater.com, and that is RezpectourWater.com. That's respect with a Z. RespectOurWater.com, and on that site is a lot of the information about the protest. There are videos, there's a contact, how you can get involved, and perhaps a lot of that information that you're looking for, they may be able to answer in real time. Just keep in mind, you know, like I say to everyone here, there's some ideologies involved here that we need to be a little cautious of. I'm not extremely well versed in what's going on there and who's involved, but like I said, you know, I urge all patriots just to be aware. This is necessary for us to reach out and to bridge this divide and to perhaps find some cohesion. And let people know that they don't have to embrace a foreign ideology to get support. But that's as much information as I have. I hope that it was good enough for now, sir.
I respect you, Tom, for what you've done, and what you're going to do in the future. I've been listening for a while, and I thank you very much, and we'll move forward from there.
You're very welcome.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tom Lacavera Stewart, your host. Now I know what we were talking about, and we can stay on that subject, or you guys can call and talk about whatever you'd like. I want to make this clear to all of you out there. While we prepare shows, and while we run and discuss the topic of the format that we run, at no time do I want any of you to feel that you cannot call and ask about or discuss information about whatever is going on in whatever way I can help get you information or facilitate standing up for any of these causes or any of these things that are going on around the country. That's what we're here for. So don't worry, you don't have to apologize, and you don't have to feel like you shouldn't call If you need information, we will get you the information. So that being said, we have another caller on the line. It's Blue in Tennessee. You still with us?
Hi, I'm still here.
Hello, Blue.
Hey. All right, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I feel like you're in bed with Gary Johnson and his running mate.
What's that?
I said I don't want you to take it the wrong way, but the way that you keep bashing Trump makes me feel like you're in bed with Gary Johnson and his running mate.
Gary Johnson? You mean the faux libertarian?
Yeah. I mean, now, for somebody that has been fighting for Ron Paul, you know, mm-hmm. for 8 years,
mm-hmm.
I worked like hell to try and get this man elected, as well as those that can support him once he gets there, whether it be mm-hmm. senators or congressmen.
Mm-hmm.
RBN is turning into a bashing of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But what Trump represents is Ron Paul on steroids. For once, we the people this time that actually have a voice. And we're standing up for ourselves, and we're not going to take it anymore. I mean, you can look at Brazil. Brazil just called for the impeachment of their president. Venezuela, mm-hmm. as of yesterday, they were in the streets and started calling for the impeachment of their president. And the world is waking up to this. And Trump is just going to be the leader of the pack. That doesn't mean that he's the main person in control. But it sure as hell is not. It won't be Soros. Let us have this one moment if we can get him into office. And there's no guarantee that we will. They may kill him before now and then.
Here's the thing, Blue. My like I explained in the beginning of the show, my job, based on this show, not this network, but my job, the way I look at it for this show, is not to make a decision who should, could, would, and all of that should be president, because all of our research basically shows that the Republic, as we have been taught that should be and that was or should be is was overthrown in 1868, and since then a series of moves have been made that have brought about a commune fascist or communitarian regime, a gangsterism in Washington D.C. Now here's the problem. While many people look to the presidency as the solution, or Trump, or whatever else, I believe that the solution really and truly lies within Congress. And unless and until the people understand that we need to get a certain amount, and I think it's 218 is the number, and we only have 50-some now, if we don't have the 218 true conservatives, and I mean Ron Paul ish conservatives, we can spin our tires in the mud for an indefinite amount of time. There is no one man, there is no one president that is going to be able to, as long as the global bankers control the currency and control the Federal Reserve. It doesn't matter if you had who you had in the White
House.
They're going to be controlled. Yeah,
I'm not going to argue that point.
Yeah.
The one thing that you have to have when you're trying to get different factions together, because
mm-hmm.
Lord knows I've tried to herd conservative cats together
mm-hmm.
on more than one occasion, and it's not an easy process, folks. The one thing that Trump represents is the umbrella. All right, so you've got your umbrella up here, and then each little faction can get underneath the umbrella so as that they're unified. And that's the one thing that the Democrats have done a phenomenal job of. They can control their people left and right. In the
They've been done a phenomenal job of taking over the GOP as well. Keep in mind,
one of the things I illustrate
is that it was these Trotskyites that came from the left and became a part of the Republican Party.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, I understand this, okay? Yeah, yeah.
But the problem is you have the newbies that are just now waking up, and they don't know what to do, okay?
Yeah.
So they're looking for a leader, okay? So let him be the leader, and then there are those of us that have been in this, and we've fought to save our country.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be the ones that herd them in the right direction. That means that it's going to take time. It's not something that you can instantaneously do. I mean, we're not going to get 218 true conservatives, or even libertarians for that matter, into D.C. What we need to do is extract the lobbyists out of D.C.
Well, see, there again,
and it makes it a little bit more fair.
But here's the problem. And again, I go back to the office of the presidency without abusing. And here's the catch-22. I hate being in this position because it's frustrating. But without abusing the Constitution itself, it would be very difficult for any president to even undo a lot of the damage and the, like the lobbyists themselves, aside from perhaps making a move to completely and totally get rid of the Federal Reserve communist banking, central banking system, unless and until, and Rothschild said this better than anybody, he doesn't care who the president is. He doesn't care who Congress is. He doesn't care about any of that. If you hand them our currency, which they did, he doesn't care who writes the laws, because he who has that control then has seized power. The president of the United States is not the one in power. So where
I lay frustrated is
that, okay, let's say Trump gets in, okay? And I pray with everything in me that he is the person that you believe that he is. Let's say that he is. Unless and until we have enough people that surround him in Congress that are willing and able to dump the Federal Reserve, we're screwed. And that's just a matter of fact.
Well, as it stands right now, we don't know what his position is on the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, that's what bothers me. He should have made that clear a long time ago.
No. He's never been in political office before. Give him time. We've done it the left way, we've done it the right way, we've done it the left way again. Neither side works. Like I've always said about Ron Paul, give it time. Do I personally think that Ron Paul is consulting him? I think he may very well be.
Well, I don't know. I've been listening to what Ron Paul has been saying. Ron Paul doesn't seem to be.
I understand.
Yeah. I've listened to Dr. Paul recently, and he's not real impressed.
Well, he beat 17 people, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I would have really been happy if Trump would have made Paul his VP pick. Then I would have been
I would have been happier with that, too.
Yeah, I think I would have gotten completely on board with that if that would have been the case, but... Oh, by the way, the first thing that you had mentioned when you called about Gary Johnson. Now, Gary Johnson is no more libertarian than I am a Democrat. So,
oh, God. Have you heard the latest about his VP?
No, I stopped listening to even anything coming from them a while ago.
Trust me, I didn't even mean to hear it, but I just happened to catch it today. On actually two shows today that was brought up. He thinks that if you take these... No gun in the United States should be able to hold more than 5 bullets. He called them casings. He did not call them shells.
Oh my God. If
you take the pin out of a handgun or a shotgun, it'll make it into an automatic.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just like, oh, my God.
Why do they have to put a complete lunatic in for, oh, good God. That's just painful.
That's
beyond
me. Yeah, I was just 6 months. I'm like, really? Really?
Oh, my. You know, dear, I understand how you feel about Trump. I want to believe, too, but, you know, the only thing that I go back to is, you know, I'm a historian, right? And if you look back to the Roman Republic, which is not very much different in what happened to the Roman Republic than what's happening right here and right now, okay? I'm a historian, and those who fail to learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat it. That is one of those old cliches that is very, very true. And I'm concerned by the relationship that Trump had with the Clintons for many, many years. I'm concerned with the friendship that Trump has with Rudy Giuliani, who I think is a closet homosexual, probably bohemian Babylonian freak, cross-dresser. I'm concerned with the meeting that he had with the leader of the Council on Foreign Relations and making him, considering him to be his foreign affairs advisor. I'm concerned with a lot of the other relationships that I know. See, I grew up in New Jersey, and Trump had a very strong presence in New Jersey. So I'm very aware of Trump and who he is, because I was born and raised around, you know, Trump and Trump Towers. My brother worked for Trump, for the Playboy Hotel and Casino, as well as the Trump Taj Mahal when he was younger, and so we followed his his politics, for lack of a better word. And while he had conservative undertones, I'm extremely concerned. Now obviously he's pro-life now, but if you listen to his position on abortion for many, many, many years, he was pro-choice, which is one of the major issues with me. That's me personally. I know that a lot of people have different views on that, but I consider the unborn to be absolutely defenseless. And if you have the heart and the mindset to pass legislation, I'm not talking about individual choices and decisions, I'm talking about lawmakers getting involved in it. If you have the intestinal fortitude to be able to fund or support a massive amount of baby killing, I have an issue with it. So
I understand that.
You know,
there was one point in time, if you're familiar with the Manhattan Project.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's about 15 minutes, 20 minutes away from my house.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, being the libertarian / Democrat that I used to be when I was my daughter's age, right, 18, 19 years old, you know, I protested there all the time against nuclear weapons during the Cold War.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Today, would I ever do that? No, because that has saved this country. But, in fact, I was furious when the nun went up there and cut through two fences and threw blood and feces on one of the nuclear reactors in their grid, which terrified me that security wasn't there.
Right.
She should spend some time in prison for that. And rightfully, she should have.
Well,
you know,
all I can say is, my dear, I will pray long and hard, and pray that Trump is everything that you hope that he is. I hope that he is too.
Yeah,
I said, I'm not anti-Trump, not by any stretch. I'm not pro or anti anything. I'm a conservative who realizes how badly we've been duped for how long, and I also know our adversary, and our adversary is extremely cunning. And they think of things decades in advance. So,
did you see that beautiful FBI document dump today?
Which, no, I did not.
Oh, go to Drudge.
Okay. Well, Drudge is one of my go-to spots, so I will be more than happy to do that.
I'm like every 45 minutes, I'm clicking on the Drudge. It's like, what's next?
Yeah, and of course, I just had, as I'm sitting here talking to you, I got Freedom Outpost sent me something, another revelation about Oregon. and some Clinton shenanigans that have been now proven, allegedly. I haven't read it yet, but I mean, the information is coming out faster now than almost that we can absorb it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That's why it's important that we have at least one figurehead, okay? That's what I'm calling the main umbrella.
And then
the rest of us, we just kind of filter underneath the umbrella, and we bring all of our information. The FBI, they're releasing things, but, I dread every Friday, because I don't know what the Obama administration is going to let out of the bag, or what executive order are they going to put in place. That this document done today, I mean, you've got to remember, this is going to be out of the mainstream media news cycle for 4 days.
Yep.
So by the time it comes back on Tuesday, they're not even going to touch on this. One of the things I did hear today, our main talk radio station in my local community is a CBS feed, okay?
Uh-huh.
And even from the national level, they were talking about Hillary Clinton and how many days she has not had an actual press conference for 272 days. And they made it a point to bring that out.
Hmm. How about that?
Yeah, so the mainstream media is waking up to this bullcrap, too.
Well,
She lost phones that had classified information on it. She actually lost, and this is what the FBI is saying.
I would love to read that. I really would.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge dossier of things that she has done.
Well, I'm going to look forward to digging into that. Thank you for that information.
No problem.
We have a couple more callers and only a few minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to get out?
No, just God bless everybody and be safe. Just remember, we have to have one central umbrella, and then the rest of us, we can filter right in there. And if you ever want to catch somebody's attention, I do this every time I get gas. You just look over to the person that's getting gas across from you, because I'll sit there and I'll wait till somebody. I do. It's my personal pleasure. What did your country, and you just ask them this one simple question. Do you know what your country did to you today?
Oh, Lord.
And then, I mean, if they're black, you tell them about those kind of issues. If they're Hispanic, you tell them about those kind of issues. Anything to catch their attention. And then
I do as much as I can. I hope everyone else out there is.
So, sometimes it just starts with one, and you just never know how it umbrellas out.
Yes, ma'am, I guess it does.
All right, thank you, love. Take care.
All right, thank you. Mike in Colorado.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing, brother, I'm doing.
Good, it's been a long time since we spoke, but I had to call. I listen, but I don't call much anymore, but...
Well, it's good to have you call, brother.
I think it's really hard for people to hold two paradigms within their mind at the same time. And instead of calling it the de facto and the de jure, I think we need to come up with something much simpler, so when they try to talk about Trump or they try to talk about something... they realize they're talking about the fiction as opposed to the reality.
It's true. That's what makes me so, well, you hear it in my voice. I'm sure that you understand my conflict. You can hear it.
That's why I call.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. It is an absolute, complete, and utter fiction. What we're looking at is not... it is not in any way, shape, or form a government. It is a corporation, and it is a corporate gangsterist takeover, however you want to word it. I mean, we could give it 100 different names, a communitarian setup, commu-fascism, whatever you want to call it. I think it's more accurately just straight-up gangsterism.
Right, and I dig Blue. I mean, her heart's in the right
too,
place.
Oh, me too, man.
Heart's in the right place.
It crushes me when somebody like her, because I have a lot of respect for Blue, it crushes me when somebody like that thinks that I may be, maybe jumping out of the fire or something and going for it, be maybe tricked by something, and I'm not.
Johnson guy.
Yeah, that guy's a joke.
And even John Stadmiller, God love him. He gets caught up in that also when I listen to him.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody, we all have our own flavor here on RBN. The one thing that I love about John is that he's given us and many of the other hosts, as far as I know, complete freedom, which we are one of the few networks where the owner of the network does not interfere with the content. Yes, and yeah. I have, no matter what anyone has to say about John Stadtmiller, I have to say that that man, as sometimes he's loved me and sometimes I've frustrated him and he's been mad at me, and through all of that,
you're still brothers.
The man has never, yes, he's never, ever tried to control anything that we've said. He's given me advice, and he's let it be at that, and I have nothing but respect for him for that reason.
I do, too, and brothers in truth. And my point was that we really have to separate these two paradigms in people's minds, and I don't know how to do that.
I don't know either, brother. I've been working on that for a couple years now.
My mom calls me up, and she tells me all about Trump, and I said, yes, Mom, but you remember it's a fiction. And she says, yes, I know, but it's still on TV. And I said, Mom,
yeah,
fake.
Well, the Pope got me, too. You know what I mean? The last time they elected a Pope and the smoke came out of the thing. I was born and raised a Catholic. Just make it quick because I have another caller. But the smoke came out and I was on, I was walking past the TV and I sat down and I started kind of getting a little emotional about it because, as a Catholic, and I'm not a Catholic anymore, but it kind of like sucked me in there for a minute. And my mom looked over at me, and I looked at my mom, and I was like, whoa! And she said, oh, my goodness. And she realized the strength. We both realized at that moment the power and the strength of religious programming from these corporate fictions. And that's exactly what the Vatican is as well. Thank you for calling, brother. Thank you. And our final caller for the night, I think we might have time for, I don't know, Jim in Missouri. Are you still with me, Jim?
Okay, Tom, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
All right, so we got about, what, 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah, about that.
Okay. Number one, when Trump declared, I was not, wouldn't even consider, but I've watched, and I think that you would agree that this man is a very intelligent man.
Oh, he's smarter than many people give him credit for.
Okay. And that's what I want to rely on because I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a very extremely intelligent man. And I think that he's walked into this and he has experienced and saw what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's been given a lot more information than most of us that he's gotten, and
I would have to agree with you in that. Yeah.
Okay. And then I watched like Rudy Giuliani. I'm going, what in the heck is he doing with Rudy Giuliani?
Right.
You know, the Mr. Real ID Act guy that made millions off of that promotion.
Yes.
Okay. So here's my thought. I mean, I heard him just yesterday or the day before. He talked about the Constitution and he talked about the rule of law. Okay. Also, I want you to think about this because I believe he's extremely intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer. And I think this guy knows what's going on. And
I pray you're right.
I do too. But we'll know immediately if it's not.
We will know immediately.
Okay, and so we'll know how to respond. But I'm looking at it, and I'm going, this guy that's been winning all of his life, and all of a sudden he puts himself into this position, and then he starts learning, and now all of a sudden he's going, holy cow, I've been hoodwinked.
Well, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to put it in God's hands, my friend.
I agree, but you know what? We don't have. There's nowhere else to go at this point.
No, you know, I can't really disagree with you there.
well, no, I mean, hey, it's up to the Lord, but
it is.
But there's at this point, there's no other choice other than a groundswell from the bottom.
Yes, sir. Well, we ran out of time there, brother. Call in again, and thank you for calling in. Folks, this is Tom Lackenbarra Stewart, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast. Please go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com, click on that PayPal button, and support us. We'll see you next time, and God bless you.